Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman about the department's happenings during National Fire Prevention Week.
All right, National Fire Prevention Week is coming up next week as the calendar flips to October. First of all, tell our listeners kind of the some of the importance of Fire Prevention Week and kind of the reason all behind this all here.
So Fire Prevention Week started back after the Great Chicago Fire. It's just a way to look at our homes, our communities, and make sure that they're ready for fire safety. So make sure our smoke detectors work. Make sure we talk about ways to get out with our kids and have multiple ways to get out. Fire extinguisher usage, that kind of stuff. It's all kind of just a week that we can kind of hit that stuff hard to avoid what they had in Chicago for the Great Chicago Fire.
Well, tell the folks the importance of making sure that they have that plan in place and, you know, multiple exits from their house and stuff like that.
Well, it's good to have that plan in place because when something happens, you kind of revert back to what you know. So if you've never practiced a fire safety drill in your home and you would have a fire, people are creatures of habit. So if we always use the front door, that's what we're always going to do. But that might not be the best way or the quickest way to get out of your home. So it's good to practice having those different exits and pathways out of your home.
And as far as, you know, some of the prevention steps, what are some simple steps that folks can take, you know, especially thinking about fire prevention this week to, you know, just preventative measures?
Check your outlets, make sure they all have covers on, make sure your smoke detectors work, make sure your fire extinguisher that you have in your home is charged and good working condition. If you have a chimney, now's a good time to have somebody come and do a chimney sweep and inspection of it, of your fireplaces. This is kind of the time of year where we kind of start thinking about that kind of stuff.
And this is kind of the thing, too, that you never think it's going to happen to you, right, until it does happen, right?
That's right. Everybody doesn't think, oh, that won't happen to me, but it does. And, yeah, it's good to have that plan and that stuff in place.
And as part of National Fire Prevention Week, you guys are having a chili feed coming up on Wednesday night. Tell folks, so what's going to be happening that day?
Yeah, so Wednesday night's kind of our open house and our chili feed. It's a free will donation meal. The money goes to the Knoxville Firefighters Association, and that money is then used to kind of help buy equipment that's not in the city budget or stuff that is kind of the more nicer things to have than we have in the city, that we don't have in the city budget.
And, of course, you're serving chili, but also are going to have a bunch of your equipment on display, too, right?
Yes, we'll have stuff on display. We'll have, we'll be able to talk to the firefighters, ask some questions. It'll just be a night kind of to get together and then kind of review some of the fire safety stuff, especially with us meeting with the schools all week, along with the school kids. It's just kind of a night where we can kind of put all that together and make sure the message is also getting to the parents because not all the kids always take the messages home.
Well, that brings up a whole other question. So you're going to the schools this week. Tell folks what you're going to be sharing with students here in Knoxville then.
Every year we kind of go to the school. We talk fire safety, stop, drop, and roll. Don't play with lighters. Don't play with matches. And then with the little kids, it's more of, you know, don't be scared because, like, when a firefighter comes in dressed in his full gear, it's kind of a scary sight, especially for a little kid. And we don't want them to be scared. We want them to try to come to us when we're looking for them in a house fire. So it's kind of stuff like that just to get them thinking about fire safety as well.
Thanks to Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.